Adrian Ward has fond memories of growing up in Birmingham's College Hills neighborhood.
Lots of families, lots of kids, lots of things to do.
She moved away, lived a couple places. Then 7 years ago, she felt the tug of home and decided to move back to the street where she grew up, right across from her mother.
When I told my family that I bought a house in the neighborhood, I did everything without telling anybody. And somebody said, I hope it's not the house across the street. And then I felt embarrassed. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to tell them it's the house across the street.
Trees had fallen through the house, messing up the flooring, messing up the walls. But a nine-month total renovation later, Ward had a 1930s home she loved. She stands on her front porch with nice views of Legion Field and the downtown skyline. Fallen leaves dance along the street in the breeze. The quiet, though, has a downside.
Right now, across the street from me, next door to me, there's just empty lots. And that makes me sad.
For a neighborhood champion such as Ward, that's meant calls to the city about overgrown weeds, calls to police about suspicious vehicles. Empty lots don't help her property value, and, well, there's still embarrassment.
Sometimes you just don't want people to come into your neighborhood because you don't want them to have to pass those conditions because they're like, are they safe? Where does she live? What kind of,
We want to turn our housing communities, residential areas that have blight, into prosperous communities.
Birmingham City Councilman Jay Roberson says one way to do that is through a land bank. The Alabama legislature authorized the creation of a Birmingham land bank earlier this year. The city council is currently considering an ordinance setting it up. This is the concept. If a lot's property taxes haven't been paid for 5 years and the land doesn't sell at a tax sale, a land bank can acquire it. The land bank can then demolish, rehab, occupy, or sell the property. City officials say as many as 4,500 lots in Birmingham could qualify. Land banks have been around for decades, but Emory University law professor Frank Alexander says the discussion has particularly picked up in the last few years.
The recent movement towards land banks is really a recognition that a new tool is needed to be able to go after these abandoned properties and put them back into productive use.
Alexander says when owners walk away, properties are often stuck with back taxes worth more than the value of the lot.
So what we are doing with land banks is to unlock the inventory of property which is not accessible to the marketplace.
He says with careful planning and input from the community, land banks can turn abandoned properties into housing, businesses, or green space. Land banks, though, aren't without critics. Audrey Spalding is with the Mackinac Center, a free market think tank in Michigan. She studied the St. Louis Land Bank, one of the nation's oldest, and discovered it kept acquiring more and more properties. As much as 10% of the land in the city was owned by the St. Louis Land Bank. What was happening, she says, is land bank officials were refusing to sell properties because the buyer's plans didn't meet what the city wanted.
And the land bank can hold that property at hardly any cost, at hardly any repercussions, and wait for what they hope to be a better offer.
Meanwhile, property remains blighted. Spalding says such patterns have been observed in other land banks. In some cases, they're a target for corruption. In May, federal authorities arrested two employees of the Indianapolis Land Bank, alleging they ran a fraud and kickback scheme.
People underestimate how powerful it is to have control of land.
Birmingham City Councilman Jay Roberson dismisses those concerns. He says he doesn't believe the city will allow properties to just sit vacant.
There's a sense of urgency. There's a sense of people wanting to see Birmingham thrive and be a great city.
Roberson hopes to have the Birmingham Land Bank in place by the end of the year, with a wave of neighborhood redevelopment to follow. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.